Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Have me a big six at the curb, that's woke. Especially if it got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown, she was woke. Had me messed up in the head, I mean. Whoa. Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean. Whoa. Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist. Whoa. Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like. Whoa. Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like. Whoa. Lost a blue strip and 2/10 like. Whoa. Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like. Whoa. Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like. Whoa. Brothers getting bagged on my block like. Whoa. Coming home within a half an hour like. Running like they had the manpower like. Whoa. More or less, more so, I ripped it all so I lived a fast life. Come through in the bar slow like. Whoa. Whoa. My people like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like. Whoa. East bandwidth like. Whoa. Whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like. Whoa. 100 miles an hour, switching lanes like. Whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from the chick like. Whoa. Finger near brother eight like. Whoa. Team floor switches and chicks like. Whoa. 9-9 Jag Ben poop like. Whoa. We keep them cheese lines on your block like. Whoa. Grenade through your window, money like. Whoa. Love to see me do this, sonny like. Whoa. Brothers put me through this, sonny like. Whoa. So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like. Whoa. And rip your torso, I live the fast life. Come through in the force slow like. Whoa. My people like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like. Whoa. We back it, then flip it like. Whoa. Cars we jack it, then strip it like. Whoa. Fully equip it, front to back like. Whoa. Spitting on fiends that come for crack like. Whoa. Asking for short, now baby that's. Whoa. Half on his port, now baby that's. Whoa. Flow so properly, you'll see I'm one. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like. Whoa. Joints be popping, be we creep like. Whoa. Hear my name in these streets like. Whoa. Must I pound the concrete like. Whoa. Feel his rich ass at the feet like. Whoa. Your man ain't. Whoa. The judge ain't. Whoa. CO's ain't. Whoa. CO's ain't. Whoa. Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K. Riders ain't. Whoa. I rip your torso and live the fast life. Come through in the fall slow like. Whoa. My people like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice flows like. Whoa. Brothers getting money in VA is. Whoa. Honey's looking right in ATL is. Whoa. Brothers laying low in Chi-Town is. Whoa. Six taking paper in LA is. Whoa. Brothers stacking dough in DC is. Whoa. P-R-D-R, hold me down like. Whoa. Ballers in Detroit, hold me down. Brothers getting money in New Orleans. Whoa. Boston and Jersey, my people is. Whoa. Florida people, Philly, that's it. Whoa. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is. Whoa. Memphis and Little Rock, my brothers is. Whoa. My New York people, hold me down like. Whoa. My Panama Beach, hold me down like. Whoa. Vampire, hold me down like. Whoa. My man Dyke Rowe, hold me down like. Whoa. The whole bad boy, hold me down like. Whoa. NCFC, hold me down like. Whoa. My man Buck Wow, hold me down like. Whoa. Alumni dog, hold me down like. Whoa. My man PD, hold me down like. Whoa. The whole JM, hold me down like. Whoa. Whole East Side, hold me down like. Whoa. My man BI, hold me down like. Whoa.
.604 in Sacramento, California. It's your boy, Save James, 904 over here in the East Coast, in the DMV, where I may be. Eventful night last night. Last 24 hours has been kind of real in the United States of America. Stars and stripes. They're raising hell in certain places all over the country right now. And not of much approval of this 45th president-elect, who we'll get into a little bit more into the show. But let's first bring the panel on. We have all the way from Clay County, Clayco. Are you in Clayco right now, Sean?
Nah, son. I'm
Clayco?
Fulton County.
Oh, you're South Fulton, folks. Okay. That's Southwest. That's all one word. Calipar. It's all one word.
On the edge of East Pern.
On East Pern? Oh, you right over there, East Pern,
Calipar.
East Pern.
You in the hood, out here.
I ain't never come
yeah, I'm in the,
Julie,
I'm on the edge of the hood,
is.
For real. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
No, I'm
on the edge of the hood.
I am super hip. What's going on with you? How's your day been? How have you been holding up?
Wow. I can't say that I know. I just kind of coasted through the day like I was almost walking through a haze of smoke and clouds and tension and borderline negativity, depression, like almost. Yeah,
nah,
like I had to pray my way through
the
it.
The air was thick.
It was
absolutely.
Very.
The air was thick today. The air was thick today. Big time. Let's take it up to 85 for a second. Let's see what's popping out there in Charlotte. Madam Boston got the TV in the background on 100,000 trillion. What's good with you?
On like 15.
Well, that's 15. That's 15, not just too damn loud.
Well, hey, I just took it down to 12. Cut it out.
Thank you.
I still got my Kenwood.
Not the Kenwood.
Yeah, speakers and all.
Hey, we're gonna be chopping it up. We're gonna be chopping it up with Fear a little bit later on the show. But she's in South Cadillac. I know the hoods was in full swing out there, weren't they? They press it, heads up. Get the shit out the cleaner,
no,
out of the zips.
I'm going to say no to that. I tried to block all of that out. Like you said, the air was thick today, but, you know, it's just trying to focus on bettering us, you know. Just I couldn't feed into the negativity, you know. This dude who looks like an uncircumcised penis being, you know, head of our
Wait a minute.
Country.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what he
wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this? Won't go there. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I have to go.
Nah,
okay.
But seriously though, it's been an eventful 24 hours to say the least. 24 to 24 hours, say the least.
Yeah.
You know, I actually stayed
yeah.
up for the whole for the call. I stayed up for it. I actually dozed off probably a little bit after midnight. Because I was up, you know, pulling up. Because I was like, yo, the dude just went to Florida and Ohio. I said, oh, damn, where's my friend?
Yeah.
He's a cup and some ice. I was going, I'm about to dust it off as we speak tonight. But I stayed up for the call. It was around, like, I would say, like, 2-something in the morning, like 2:30. When it was like he's going to win enough states to lock in that 270. And it was just, and I couldn't sleep right away. It was already late. Like I said, I dozed off around 12:30, woke up around 2-something just to watch the final or the waning moments of it. And after I saw, you know, him walking to the stage with the flags behind me, accepting the speech he was about to give, and it said Clinton called to concede victory to him, it didn't sit right, the initial blow. It didn't sit right. I couldn't go right to sleep, and I was dead-ass tired. I was tired.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was unnerving.
I was so nauseous. I fell asleep watching it. And I was like, I hope it's what I think it is when I wake up. Well, but I woke up to
that was my
President Trump. I was like, is this a joke? Is this I don't have cable,
everybody.
But is this the Cartoon Network? What are they doing?
That's real life.
Listen,
yo,
I don't even mean no harm. I'm just going to say I don't mean no harm, but I really can't, you know. He never gave my president any respect by calling him President Obama. So,
oh, no, he's
you know,
Donald.
Y'all
he's
can,
Donald to me.
Y'all can, yeah, nah, he's not even Donald. He's either Trump or the hair or, you know, that man.
the orange machine, the orange crush.
Yeah, man, like it. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 9:10, y'all. We're going to talk about this this whole process. We're going to get into I want to talk about the electoral versus the popular vote. Because there's
yes.
There's been a lot of talk about this, how this is like an ancient method of declaring winners based
right.
on territories like that. And, you know, the progression of the times is calling for something a little more efficient and up-to-date.
Right.
Based on the climate of the people, you know. But anyway, we're going to get back into that on the other side of this, right? It's 9/11 Yard Team. I'm Radio Live, Social Lab. It's Boy Save James. We're talking about this 45th president-elect, the hair. We'll
I
right
guess.
Back.
I guess.
The hair hats are taking over. Ready to go put on their jeans and Tims and
throw your guns in the air. Throw your guns in the air. Up like you don't care. TM Hot Radio, Lobby Girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James on the Wheels. Madam Boston, and we're going to be chopping it up with Fee here shortly. Our topic tonight, which is Hump Day Wednesday. We're talking typically Relationship Wednesday, but in light of, I don't even know what to call it, in light of the election results yesterday, I'm just going to keep it real and what they were. The 45th president-elect is Donald J. Trump, reality star slash businessman slash, you know, him. Did you vote? No, did you? Yeah, that's all I can say. Did you vote? Did you not vote? You know, what's your stance? What's your position? And how all of this played out? We're curious to know that. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Make sure you press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to participate and not just listen. I just want to say to all of my people, our people, the people who opted not to vote for whatever reason, whatever the reason was that you chose not to vote. The polls are too crowded. You didn't feel like it was going to make a difference. You didn't feel like your vote counted. You didn't like either one of the candidates. You know, just know that your decision not to vote is a direct impact on what the end result was. So if you don't like either one of the candidates and you definitely don't like the candidate that won, it's partially your fault. Just know that I'm blaming you. Just know that I'm blaming you. I got an attitude with you. You know, I'm going to get over it sooner or later, but right now I'm a little pissed off because you could have been that deciding vote. From what
exactly.
I understand, from what I understand, it wasn't that tight. No. Let me rephrase that. It wasn't a runaway victory. I've seen elections where the difference in the two candidates was several hundred thousand votes, and they still requested a recount. Like, I find that strange, too. Why wasn't there a recount and there was less than 100,000 votes, allegedly, that you know, won this election for Trump? Why wouldn't Hill and her people, you know, ask for a recount?
Take the high road. Take the high road.
Especially in states that are archaic in their ways, we'll say, as far as voting. They're not electronic. Like one of my girlfriends in Virginia said that she voted and it's still a paper ballot where you got to bubble in the candidates. Like,
yeah,
how? Oh my gosh.
Because they were having problems with some of the the electoral equipment.
Yeah, that's
a recount waiting to happen. How do you know that you even got all the paper votes?
That's left up for debate.
You know,
but I mean, I know I had a paper ballot though.
Well, I went to the I had the electronic one, and we didn't really have any problems, you know. But I agree with you, Hot Chocolate. The people who didn't vote, and I know a few, and it pissed me off because, not just because so many people died for the right for us to vote, right? On top of, this was one of the biggest elections. For real, how about this? It made me feel like when Bush stole the thing from Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Al Gore. And that's what I feel
Chad
like.
Pregnant Chad.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, they did, like, okay, fine. He got 274 electoral votes and she got 214. And my issue is, though, first of all, when they go on with these polls, they ain't asking me or none of y'all that I know of, you know, and it's like, why did the electoral vote have so much weight on who becomes the winner if it's not based off of what people really voted for, because the quote-unquote popular vote came from just us regular people.
Well, that
the people that voted for Trump can't even afford to stay in none of his damn hotels or even live in any of the condos that he has.
Well, that's always confused me, too, especially in light of the fact that I hated government in school, so I kind of tuned it out and, you know, just passed it just to pass it because I had to. But the people vote for who they want to be president, but the number of electoral college votes for your state determines who wins. Like, that really doesn't make any sense to me.
So the people in the colleges, when they vote, that makes a difference? I mean, that's their difference there?
I'm going to read the exact definition of it. The U.S., the United States Electoral College is the body that elects the president and vice president of the United States every 4 years. Citizens of the United States do not directly elect the president or the vice president. Instead, they choose electors, in quotes, who usually pledge to vote for particular candidates.
That just made me want to drink, and I don't even drink. Pass
I mean,
that
yo, Lord. That I think would explain a lot of why I hear people saying your vote doesn't matter anyway because
it is.
Yeah, because of the Electoral College. So to me, on one hand, I would believe that. But then on the other hand, knowing what I know now, that's why voting in your regional and local elections is so uber important, because those are the people that lead directly to the Electoral College. They're like stair steps, right?
Right.
More or less. Yeah, more or less.
Colin
Kaepernick was in hot water today also because of he's receiving backlash because of him stating that he didn't want to vote or he wasn't going to vote. So you have some folks out there now saying that his stance up until this point is empty. It holds no merit anymore because you're going against basically being hypocritical in your stance. But if you look at it through, I would say, another lens, if he doesn't already believe in the system, why stand up and vote for a system that already doesn't work for you? You know what I'm saying? I'm under the impression that was the context he was moving with, you know, and because that's exactly basically what he said. So you know, in so many words, he's not going to vote for something that doesn't work for him to start with. And I think that's some of the sentiment that some of these non-voters may have shared also. Respect it, may have not went along with it. Certain points, maybe not this time, but I definitely get it. Because I felt like that after the 2000 election when Bush stole that joint from Gore. I said, you know what, I ain't voting with this no more. And then I didn't vote for the next one. And then after that, I voted for Obama. So that's just how I went about it.
Wow.
So I kind of get them. But, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I think in this situation, it may have just merited, you know, some a little humility with the situation, because it's kind of imperative.
All right.
You know?
And my thing is, like, what are our next steps? I mean, because at this point, we know for sure that we're not going to have the same backing. I don't think that we're going to have the same backing, the same grants and such, because of the things that he's talking about dismantling.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
he has a checklist for the first 100 days. So,
right.
You know,
what could stop him? Like, even though he's the presidential elect, right? What could happen in between now and January 20th that could stop him from being the presidential elect?
Those Second Amendment folks could do something about that. 9:24 in the PM in the DMV. We're going to be chopping up a fee after this. Save James, Team Hyman Radio Live, hashtag the Social Lab. 44th president-elect is Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. Get some recipes after this. It's okay, Gina. We're resilient. We're resilient folk. So we'll be just fine.
My God is still in charge. That's all I know.
Still in charge. That's all we need to know. Sit high, look slow. That's all we need to know. Be right back, y'all.
There you go.
On radio.
Slow down. You don't care about the wig. Now Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, cause I hid them behind my speakers. The object of your affection is your T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the woo? The track has been tracked, man. They come up to my door. I don't smoke dumb, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your threads, got a feel on your street. Time is limited to days. On your track cards, they're getting only AOC for comeback. Damn, it's a shame you're the mighty queen of ours. With a wide eyed look and a rotten tooth. With the swagger, now you simply stagger from one spot on to the next spot on to the next spot on to the next. Stunt get it, dog. For me, it won't draw, cause it's like you with a whole slew of sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your crunch. Started off light on the tip of Woody Blunt, but now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe. Took a long pull, hype. Yeah, head crack, head crack. You smoked up that sack in a minute. Hey, yo, ex, wasn't that your girl? Yeah, I had to drop her cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her. Slow down. Radio Live Social Lab, Madam Boston, hanging out with my crew. Save James, hot chocolate. Yo, and tonight our topic is and the 45th president elect is Donald Trump. But before we get into any of that, coming live out of South Carolina is a beautiful. Okay, you like that.
coming live out of South Carolina. Fee with the dopest recipes you can find on the planet. Give it to him, Fee, and welcome.
Sweet Tooth LLC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sweet Tooth.
Mm-hmm. We'll call you tonight Sweet Tooth. I'm going to be doing my Asian flair veggie stir fry.
Amen.
Quick.
Yes. I need that. I'm chubby. Mm-hmm. Send that this way.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to start with a half a cup of low-sodium soy sauce, 2 cups of vegetable broth, 2 tablespoons of packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 2 tablespoons of sriracha sauce, and you can kind of tweak that to your palate. 1 tablespoon of minced fresh ginger, 3 tablespoons of peanut oil, 1 large yellow onion cut up into chunks, 1 red and 1 yellow pepper cut into chunks, 2 garlic cloves minced, 2 medium size zucchini chopped into wedges, 1 can of baby corn drained and cut, and 1 head of broccoli cut into florets. And if you'd like, you can steam you or boil you some noodles or steam you some rice on the side if you like to serve the stir fry over the noodles or the rice. Now, what you're going to do in a bowl, you're going to mix together your soy sauce, your broth, your brown sugar, cornstarch, sriracha, and ginger. You're going to make that into a nice thick sauce. Then you're going to heat your oil and your veggies. You're going to saute them on a medium heat. And then at the end, you're going to add in your garlic, and you're going to cook that for about 30 seconds to a minute. Once that's complete, you can then take some brown rice, if you want to make a homemade fried rice or your noodles or a Japanese oolong noodle, whatever you'd like to choose, and you could take your stir fry and place it over top. Or if you're going for a low-carb lifestyle, eat it alone. You know what, Fave?
Yo,
I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry, I thought I was on mute.
No, you weren't on mute.
That would have been me.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Keep going. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, good now, but you're good.
That's
you're
what
good.
She said.
Sorry. Matt, but yeah, that is the Asian flair stir fry.
9:33 p.m.
Hey, whoa, hold on, I got a quick question. It's a serious question. About the food. That dish sounds tremendous. I want to know what with the Asian dishes, stir fry stuff. What kind of after, drink would you recommend to perfectly complement it? Like, are you only able to do teas with the Asian dishes, or is there some kind of wine that you can kind of tie it all in?
Well, usually, yeah. Boston was just saying they're big on sake,
right?
And I guess that depends on what your palate, what your taste is.
Yeah.
They do a lot of different ginger beers. Things of that nature. So, it's really up to what you would like, or a nice cold glass of water to wash it all down.
Well, so you can do some vinegar, sweet tea. Do some vinegar sweet tea from back in the day.
Vinegar sweet tea?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Apple cider water and ice. Sugar.
No,
anyway.
At all.
Anyway,
hey, from the project,
9:34.
Man, what happened?
Whatever. Nah, you putting sugar in that too, ain't you? 9:34 p.m.
Yes!
Team Mama Radio Live and Social Live. We'll be right back, y'all.
Get it.
Bring them upstairs. We got to fight the power. That's me. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
that beat. Algorithms designed to bounce with health, that's the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind, now that you realize the prize arrives. We got the pump, the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same, no one not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is this? All beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. So let's the show.
You got to start to know what
to make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Number to dial, your boy Save James. Still tuning into the baddest internet radio show on the land, Team I'm a Radio Live, hashtag the Social Lab. We are in a state of flux right now. Van Jones last night said something about this topic that we're on about the 45th president elect being nominated, or being elected last night, I should say. He said something that I was able to relate to. He said a lot that I relate to, but it hit home with me because he was saying how people are afraid of the breakfast conversation. What kind of conversation you have with breakfast with your kids about what's going on? Okay. Now, I'm gonna say this, that by no way, shape, or form am I fearful of any kind of, you know, anything happening, you know, like we were saying behind the scenes, that, you know, we know who or what entity is really in the driver's seat of our life. So we're not, you know, putting our trust in man for any kind of, you know, true progress or salvation from any kind of situation, any true liberation from anything. So let's put that out there ahead of time. But that struck a nerve with me because I had to explain to my son. He asked me first thing in the morning. He said, "Dad, who won?" I had to tell him Donald Trump. He the way he looked like I told him the sun wasn't going to come up anymore. Like, he was, like, really heartbroken. He was really, like, distraught about the situation. Like, I had to, like, kind of calm him down a little bit. Like, "Yo, Isaac, don't worry about it. We're still going to, you know, we be good regardless of what's going on. You're going to be all right. So, you know, just chill. Finish getting dressed. You know, we'll talk about it a little more." Fee, did you have to have any conversations with your kids about this? Or, you know, did that statement, you know, that Van Jones said, did that make sense to you, too, about the correct conversation?
It did. I dreaded having to wake them up and tell them because they both tried to stay up to watch the whole election. And when I had gotten my youngest up, the first thing she asked was who won. And I had a lump in my throat because I couldn't even say his name. And she was just like, you know, we're screwed. No, we're not. Because
the word right out of my mouth.
Yeah, you know, but the same God that we went to sleep on, you know, with in our heart, we woke up with that same God, you know. So
absolutely.
You keep persevering, you keep pushing, you know. And I just pray that, you know, we come together, we unify in this particular situation, you know, not further apart. You know, this is when we need to come together. We need to, you know, just unify at this point, you know. I mean, we literally have a reality show person as a person.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like, you know,
uh-huh.
and I was telling my honey last night, I said, you know,
uh-oh.
Or was it today? You know what? I was basically just explaining to him that, you know, basically our parents did not lie. They said we could be anything that we want to be. You know, he's proof. If you want to be the president of the United States, you could be that. You know, I think tomorrow I need to be neurosurgeon Moses. You know, hey,
listen,
I don't have the qualifications, but heck, maybe my money makes more than enough to make it.
I made a joke talking to one of my girlfriends today, like, you know, the hope line for reality star shows, strippers and hoes has come a long way.
Absolutely.
Because we have both as the 45th president-elect and his first lady.
Yes.
Yo,
yes.
Straight.
And yeah, I called her
a
hoe. I sure did.
No, she was a smut, son. Like, come on.
Thank you.
Like, all I'm saying is if Michelle would have got too damn drunk at a college party, that would have been satire dragged through the coals on all courts. I mean, you're talking about a simple, you know, tabletop, you know, chopped up there because the party got hot. Boom. Got right back, please. That would have been plastered. You hear me? Like,
right,
black.
Right.
Fresh coat of paint. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. We could breathe. Over 6 million votes did not come in this year versus the last election in 2012 with President Obama. Over 6 million votes for the Democratic seat did not come in this year. Opposed to 2012. And the gentleman that brought that stat out, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, he was CNN prior to us getting on here. He owned the blame for, you know, on behalf of his party. And by that, I mean, like, he said that we didn't do our job well enough, which I can agree with him now that he brought it to light. We didn't get out there enough. We kind of I was told that they took things for granted. They took Michigan for granted, took Wisconsin for granted, states that haven't gone red in over 20 years, 30 years damn near. They took them for granted, didn't go out there and hit the ground running. And it came back to bite them in the ass, in lack of a better term. So... You know, it's but 6 million, and they're saying he was saying that to make the raise the point of why couldn't they inspire the people to come out in droves to vote yesterday versus how they're coming out in droves right now to protest the outcome.
Right.
And that's the question you got to ask yourself. You know what I mean? You guys, the question you got to ask yourself at the end of the day: where was this passion yesterday? If while you're in that number. You were in that number yesterday of those that didn't try to
right.
make the difference.
Well, you know what? And that's the thing that I was saying. Like, I know a couple of people who did not vote had no shame about not voting and pretty much was like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. They'll do what they want to do. And I couldn't understand it. And I couldn't understand it because I remember being in elementary school and we did the mock presidency, you know, and it's crazy to me because of how what I mean is once you start out early learning about politics, right, it's something that stays in you, and you feel like it's your civic duty to take and do your part. And even though Hillary lost, that doesn't mean that we as a community have lost. That only means that for the ones who's not doing nothing, need to get up and do something. I mean, like, unless something's wrong with you, but, you know, we all got to play our part.
Though. Yeah, I mean, it's time to put your money where your mouth is. It's time to put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, it's evident that those that, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a free country. You know, so made to a certain degree. You can make choices at your own volition. And those that chose to not do any, you know, try to make their voice heard, then, you know, got to respect their stance. That's their, you know, inalienable right that they have to not exercise or to exercise. Now, I can't say that I don't understand the logic why invest in a system that hasn't worked for you before for something that's probably still not going to work for you after. I get it. I understand it. But, you know, like I said, me personally, you know, I just didn't want homie in the seat. That's all that was for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really, you know, less than two evils, you can call it what you want. I can't say I was too strong on either candidate, and I'm going to be, you know, completely transparent with it. But I definitely didn't want that fool in there. And that's just all, you know what I'm saying, the way I was looking at it. You know, having my way, Bernie or Gary Johnson would have been fine with me, you know, forward thinking, progression. But, you know, that wasn't the options that were given. That was credible at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, 9:46. We're gonna come right back after this. We got some dessert. We got some dessert for us later, Fee.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I like mine with cream on top. So hope you come back.
Add to for chubby girl. I need a chubby girl plate. Straight up.
In the world.
That means a couple of things of everything. Okay. So I can sit
anyway,
with some newspaper.
Yeah, 9:47. Yeah, we be right back. See Mama Red.
Air, so I be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal if you got knowledge of solo or Del myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. They're cute at that. So, do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So, run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
We on a road to
I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the brave.
here. Make something different, take that garbage to say elsewhere.
Hey, PM Hammer Radio Live, 9:50 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Save James. And once again, we are chopping it up with C. It's dessert time.
Yes, ma'am. What we got is my decadent, yet very simple, strawberry puff pastry chop tart. And what you're going to do is you're going to butter a pan. And you're going to then take a sheet of frozen puff pastry, and then you're going to take about a half a cup of strawberry slice, a half a teaspoon of lemon juice, a teaspoon of sugar, and a can, here you go, Save, of whipped cream.
There you go.
And powdered sugar for garnish. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, place your puff pastry on the baking sheet that's greased. Neatly arrange your strawberries over your puff pastry, leaving about a half an inch of crust around the edges. Then you're going to dust with a half a teaspoon of your sugar. Bake in the oven for about 15 to 20 minutes or until your edges have begun to become golden brown and your juices are seeping out from your strawberries. And once you remove it, you can then top it with your whipped cream and dust it with your powdered sugar. And you have a very simple, decadent strawberry puff pastry tart.
Yo, you've been doing this on
just
purpose.
Just dying to say something. Just dying to say something.
You've been doing this on purpose. You want me to say something every time.
Terrible.
Negative.
Terrible.
Negative.
Yo.
Did you just... It was a segue.
Nah,
you had mentioned the whipped cream. I knew that.
Nah,
this
I said I'm not even talking about
the
whipped cream. You said, you said until the juices start coming out the strawberry. You be saying this stuff on purpose.
She said seeping or oozing is what
you.
See,
you heard that, right, Gina? You heard that. Come
but
on,
that is
it's
culinary speak, Dave.
Yes, and it's
come
part
on
of the recipe. That's all.
Call it what you
That's
want.
All. It's culinary.
You taught it with
culinary
whatever,
description.
Man. Culinary nothing. Sound like cunnilingus to me.
Terrible.
Not 9:53. Quick break. Be right back.
You just said
on the radio website. Huh?
You just
no
said
chill.
Cunnilingus. Well, okay.
That's what he said. No
all
chill.
Right.
None.
Oh.
Throwback. Here we go.
Crazy town, having hard times
$5 right now if they can tell me who the original artist in this song was.
Curtis Mayfield.
Wrong.
Mayfield?
How about Curtis Mayfield?
Wrong.
Mayfield, yeah.
Sorry. How about wrong? It was Baby Huey.
How about wrong? I'm just trying to correct her and I don't know.
I'm just letting you know. Just in case you hear this song, you can school somebody on this. Baby Huey, Hard Time. That was like 1973. I'll give you another $20 if you can tell me what rapper sampled that joint on his album. He's notable. If you had the album,
I need
you
to replay it.
Nah, I ain't going to play nothing again. You should have heard it.
Oh.
Really? You trying to get fucked?
I'm just saying. Y'all hip hop. Ghostface. Buck 50 is on the
play. Like,
all right,
how about this? How about just play 20 seconds of it and then let it
go? I already told you what it is.
What'd you say?
So.
I don't be listening to you. You think I'll be listening to you?
Wow.
Listen to it. Yeah.
It sounds like something entangled.
Wait. It sounds something Dos Effect-ish.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Nothing up north?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Yeah, it is up north.
It was
well, it's up north.
Yeah, up north, but you're not. Nah. No, not Dos Effect. Anyway, 3 minutes left in the show. Hey, man. I was seeing some other stuff on CNN that the Conceding Party is urging us to have an open mind to see exactly where this goes. How open to you are you to that concept? How open to you are having an open mind?
I ain't really got no choice. I don't see that any of us really have a choice. What good is it really going to do to protest now at this point? Because our protesting means nothing. Our protest should have come in the form of a vote. Now, again,
our protest should come in some form of some financial strike. You can hit them in the pocket. Keep saying that they're not going to listen.
We can hit
them
in the pockets too. We can do that too. However, that's not going to change the number of electoral votes that each state has. That ultimately,
but they will have
our
to listen.
Candidates.
They'll have to listen now, though. They have to listen to something else other than what they used to hear. Is what I'm trying to say. If they know they were willing to do it again, but we have to start somewhere. That's all I'm trying to tell you. That is the only thing that
I'll go with that.
Bottom line.
I'll go with that.
And it has to start because that's something that everybody can participate in. It doesn't take any money to do. Anybody can participate in a financial boycott of something.
Yeah.
We just have to have the balls to do it. People scared they're going to lose their job. If everybody did what the Isaiah Washington guy said about a month or two ago, everybody just don't show up for work for one day and just see how much you need it and see how much power we really have.
Yeah.
It will turn over to us in a heartbeat. And not just saying us as black folks, but just as those that want that change.
Right.
We got, you know what I'm saying? You got to stand on something. Not be scared to do it. But everybody ain't there. That's all I can say. Not there. Some people like their job. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some people want that career. Some people don't want to unplug from the matrix. That's the only kind of parallel I can make to it. Not to say that, you know, people believe in that or not. That's the only parallel I can make to it. When you unplug from it, it's going to be some kind of struggle, but you're truly free. You know what I'm saying?
You also got to put yourself in position to do that, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely training up to it. Definitely training ground.
Check y'all out on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Sorry about that.
Whatever you do, well.